Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 16, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Kanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about conflicts between former President Robert Mugabe and President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com. Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about attempts by former President Robert Mugabe to meet with President Emmerson Mnangagwa to set the record straight on Zimbabwe's presidential post.
In an interview with the South African Broadcasting Corporation and other media houses yesterday, Mr. Mugabe claimed that he was forced to relinquish power as the Zimbabwe Defense Forces paralyzed all key security sectors before Mnangagwa took over from him. Mr. Mugabe claims that some members of the security sector were killed last November when the army staged what he said was a violent coup.
But Mr. Mnangagwa says Mr. Mugabe resigned and Zimbabwe has actually moved on. The president did not respond to Mr. Mugabe's request for a meeting to iron out their differences and make the way forward for Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe says the coup is a national disgrace.
Will the two men meet to discuss Mr. Mugabe's grievances? Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yobambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho thina lapha ke siyaphila. Ye esiqoka ngakho ikonoko okwethulwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe izolo othi wasuswa esikhundleni umnumzana Mnangagwa ngenkani ebamsana lamabutho. Uthi ibutho leZimbabwe sibili lagongoda abanye abantu abakuCIO kuzobuya lamapolisa labanye ke abajiyeneyo. So ke uthi hayi konoko ke ukuthi wasuswa esikhundleni kuyayangisa kakhulu. So ke usecela ukuthi ahlangane kumbe enze umhlangano lomnumzana Mnangagwa. Kambe bazohlangana kumbe kumelanga behlangane asikwazi. So sifuna ngani ukuthi lina udaba lolu lilubona njani. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo bawana. Ndiripo Dube, inoita suye kuda kutanga kunakidzana kuti nguva dzeseidzi kubva muna November pakatora mauto masimba. Zvanga zvinzi havana kutora namasimba vanga vachiti kwanzi vamugabe vakaregera basa vega asi nezuro vamugabe vakazotaura pachena nevatori venhau vachiti vakamanikidzwa kubva pabasa ravo saka vanotizve mauto akauraya vanhu vakawanda pavakanga vachitora masimba ekutonga nyika. Vamugabe vanoita sokuti vanoda kuti dira vasangana navamunangagwa kuti vataurirane pamusoro penyaya iyi. Hatisi kuziva kuti zvichafamba sei, tinongomira kuti tione kuti zvichabuda napapi. Asi pari zvino nhasi tinoda kuti tikurukure nyaya nezvakaitika izvozvo nezvakataurwa navamugabe nezuro kuti tione kuti chokwadi chacho chingava papi.
Yes, and Mr. Mnangagwa actually said this, I quote, on 21 November 2017, former President Mugabe tendered his resignation in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. He is entitled to express himself freely, as is the case for any private citizen. The Zimbabwe government continues to honor all its obligations towards the former president's welfare and benefits as provided for under the Constitution of Zimbabwe. The nation has moved on, end quote. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Believe Kaule, a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening, kids, and how are you this evening?
We are very fine. I think we have heard that Mr. Mugabe is really breathing fire. He's saying that he was removed by force from the post that he used to occupy in 2017. But Mr. Mnangagwa is saying, no, Mr. Mugabe actually resigned. So as ZANU-PF, you know, where are you right now with this kind of an issue?
We are where we are, Jukes, and we are not losing any sleep over such issues because we are moving forward. And we mustn't really ponder much on such issues. Because what we know is that Mugabe resigned voluntarily, and he wasn't forced to resign even then, after people demonstrated that they no longer wanted him. And that is a fact that all Zimbabweans know. Mm-hmm. And really, for him to come back again and say he was forced to resign, it's not true. Mm-hmm. And really, it's something that really... But let's learn to forgive and some of his people, something like Mugabe, because look at his age. He's now 90, it's around 94. What do you expect from an old man of 94 years of age? His behavior really, to some of us, we are not ashamed even then. Yes, it is.
In any way?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Mr. Gaore?
Yes, I can hear you, my
friend. Yes. I was asking you if you think or if you believe that Mr. Mugabe was not wronged in any way.
Mr. Mugabe was not wronged in any way. He was not wronged. Remember, Mugabe has ruled this country for more than 30 years. And the country really is now in shambles. And what more do you expect from an old man? It was not Mugabe who was in charge. It was just the wife was calling the shots behind the scenes. And let's not forget that all these other things that were implemented were coming from the wife. The wife was the one who was really in charge, and even then, and some other people around.
When we look at what transpired, when did you, as ZANU-PF, notice that something was wrong? Because he was in power for 37 years. When did ZANU-PF notice that things were not going right?
We noticed that things were not going right. When was that? Around 2006. But with the fear that these people had in Mugabe, we have in Mugabe. Mugabe really is someone really. Most of the people really, if you talk of Mugabe, they were just singing, saying the praise, singing praise for Mugabe, which was something really that was not there. So, and people were no longer interested in Mugabe. And people were no longer interested. This was expressed when the time he resigned, even then.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaule, and stay on the line. We've got Mr. Tiwa Mavhinga, who is a human rights lawyer based in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavhinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. Can you hear me well? Hello.
Yes, we can hear you very well, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so tell us, there's this kind of wrangling over the presidential seat. You know, we know that Mr. Mugabe is a very bitter man. And Mr. Mnangagwa was saying, no, in fact, this guy actually resigned on his own. So where does Zimbabwe stand as it is today?
I think Comrade Mugabe has made obvious revelations that it was a military coup on November 15, 2017. We had said this before, that look, whichever way you want to look at it, it was a military coup, because the events that followed had been initiated and were being controlled by the army. And the army had taken over all government institutions. Mm-hmm. So there was no free will on the part of Mugabe. even though you might claim, or people might claim, that she resigned, it was under, you know, duress and under the military might of Mnangagwa's team. So that is clear now, because Mnangagwa had gone to the African Union and had said, look, your old man Mugabe is very happy, he resigned, and now you are keeping him happy. The reality is that he is not, and he has said Mnangagwa is illegal, and there is need for that military coup to be cured or to be resolved. And he has opened up for negotiations. Now, I think the problem is that many Zimbabweans may have felt that it was time for Mugabe to go. But the reality is that the manner in which he was deposed was unconstitutional because of the military involvement.
So, sike sibone lapha ke abantu abasithumezela imlayezelo ku Facebook ukuthi bathini. Silobaba lapha uPatrick Hobe. So Patrick Hobe writes, let's say the truth as it is. All those generals, about five of them, surrounded Mugabe live on ZTV, pushing him to resign, but he refused. He said, Asante Sani only. For the first time, we saw tanks and helicopters all over Harare. General S.P. Moyo and company took over the state media ZBC, and Mugabe allies were beaten and arrested by the military. And he himself was under house arrest for a day or two. And parliament was mobilized to push for the impeachment of the president, and the army threatened to withdraw all its security if he refused to resign and be removed through impeachment. Do we call this resignation or forced resignation? Let's talk the truth here. So that is according to Patrick Ewobe. And then Chietza writes, we all know he was forced to resign. Why do people try to hide the truth? Then Josphat also writes, yes, ET is very correct. RG Mugabe resigned, and we are happy about that. RG Mugabe, the man who ruled the country for more than 37 years with the inflation of over 1 billion%, then we say everything was fine. No, Mr. Mugabe, you must shut up. Then what did Kele Sima or Tigora? I wouldn't just pay Oti Quenzala and Willis Babu Gulagiti, since was Shaluvalo, Maroko Quenzala. Kuzo Wanjalo Vasco Uti, Labo Bonkabantu, Labo Bonkabantu, Yabon Uti, Panans, and Uti Guafiola, Yelan Bari Botu. So, Baba Kaule, nothing of Wielagi Utabalolo, a Sicho Civil Clinic, so Abantu Akuruma, but Zanum Kabe, Wakichwa. Ngendlela engayisiyo kwakumele uphume ngokhetho phela. So ke bathi umnanga kwakhathesi usesikhundleni lesi ngenkani. So ayisikho yini khonoko nxa singakhuluma iqiniso sibili, Baba Kaule, akukhulume sitshela abantu.
Hayi, iqiniso vele ikhulume sibili. Bonawo bantu esikhuluma ngabo kathesi abatsho khonoko yibo bantu ababeseqa ngesikhathi Mugabe resayina begijima betshisa amalobolweni egcwala imigwaqo yonke becelebrata ngabantu babekhona, ngabe abanye bakhona bona abakhulunywayo ngabantu ababekhona ababeseqa bethi Mugabe behambile. Kodwa okumangalisayo namhlanje sebephenduka ngenxa yokuthi sebe lenjongo yabo enye ethile, sebephenduka bethi Mugabe wafosa ukuthi aresign. Otherwise wonke umuntu into lemfuku ngabona lezo zacelebrate ukuthi Mugabe uyoresignile, Mugabe uhambile. Ngitsho lenkunku mina ngabona lokuyimidlwana kwayeqa kwathaba kakhulu ukuthi ubaba losehambile ngenxa yokuthi lazokuphuzile ukuhamba kwakhe. Kodwa bonabo bantu sebephenduwarezikiibeeae hayi labo siyababona bale njongo zabo
iplani yabo
kuyisikhathi sokhetho bekuphendulelele buthilimpe bethi umdlwana wafosa ukuthi aresign kube kathi ilizwe lonke latshengisa ngemva kokonkwana ukuthi asafunakali ubabalwana wayengasafunakali kutshengiswa wonke umuntu wayetshengisa abantu bediliza lezi thombe zakhe emgwaqweni besidiliza abantwana even izanu p f nezanu p f bodiliza izithombe zakhe khona ngale bedilisa yonke into ngasafunakali ubabalwana wayesehlale wayedlulisa isikhathi sakhe wayefuna ngazo.
Injongo yabo kuyini manje? Injongo kuyini la?
Injongo yabo icacile. Injongo yabo yikuthi bathi busy apho babone ukuthi kunoko kungabaphathisa njengoba sokulanda ikhetho ukuthi bengasikudiliza ngakho bethi kuthiwa kwatshaywa ikhuba bethi kwayenziwa njani konke lokwana indlela zabo zenza amacombacomba ngazo ukuthi hayi umntwana wayenziwa nje. Kodwa babethawa beseqa namhla sebephenduka labo sebethilika yokusebenzisa khona kwana kuyinto bahlakaniphile laba bantu kodwa ubuthitha babo ukuthi ngabantu bona wababezele bengasamfuni umgalo njengakhonoko.
Mm-hmm. So he's basically saying that these guys are aiming at the forthcoming election. So he says they've got a certain agenda. So the agenda is just to step them towards the elections. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether Mr. Mavinga can agree with that. So go ahead.
Mr. Mavinga, ndinoda kuziva kuti kana tikaterera zvinotaurwa kuti zvanzi zvakaitika zvazvisiri pamutemo hurumende iyi yakaitwa legitimize rini yakava pamutemo rini kana yakatanga isiri pamutemo.
Aiwa chiripo ndechekuti mukoma wande uyezve izvaigaro zvitaura wani kuti hurumende iripo yavamunangagwa yakatora masimba nechisimba zvisiri pamutemo webumbiro remutemo renyika. Izvi zviri pachena asi zvinoitika pasi rose ndezvekudai. Kana pakaitwa hondo kana kuti vanhu vakamukirana kana kuti hurumende ikatorwa nechisimba zvinoreva kuti hatingati hapana munhu ari kutonga nekuti aripo munhu aripo kunyange zvake akapinda nenzira isiriyo. Ndokusakei isu vemasangano akazvimirira ikodzero dzavanhu takataura kuti chava kufanira kuitwa nechimbi chimbi kugadzirisa nyaya yesarudzo dziri pachena dzisina mhirizhonga kuti kana vamunangagwa vachidiwa vapinde zvakanaka negwara kwaro kuti vagozozivikanwa nekuti iko zvino ndo vane hurumende iri kutonga asi ihurumende iri kutonga zvisiri pamutemo zvisina tsarukano zvinofanira kugadziriswa. Saka ipapo vamugabe vari pachokwadi nekuti iko zvino kana vamugabe vari vanonzi vakaramba vakasiya masimba avo nekuda kwavo havo kana vachiramba ivo mwene wazvo zvinoreva kuti kudii zvinoreva kuti nyaya inofanira kugadziriswa asi kugadziriswa kwayo hakurevi kuti vanhu vanotidzoserai vamugabe pachigaro. Aiwa zvavakureva kuti chekutanga vanhu vanotaurirana kuenda kusarudzo patsva ndochekutanga kana kuti chepiri yatova nyaya yava kufanira kukwidzwa kudare guru redzimhosva pasi muzimbabwe reconstitutional court kuti vazeye kuti kana munhu achiti iye ini handina kusiya masimba kutonga nyika ndichida ndakamanikidzwa vamwe vachiti aiwa wakaenda wega chokwadi chiri papi ndo zviri zvinogona kuitika
izvozvo.
Thank you so much Mr. Mavinga. So maybe you can translate and then there are two callers waiting.
Okay. I had asked Mr. Mavinga that if we listen to both sides, we keep on hearing the issue of illegality, illegitimacy of the government. So I wanted to know when this government was legitimized, if it started out as illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no answer to that except to say that something was done, whether it was violent or not, and it's a point of no return. The only thing to do is to go forward two fresh elections, which I think is going to cause more problems because he can still complain that he was not a participant after having been removed violently or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting scenario. But you can understand what Mr. Mavinga is trying to saying because there's no way of going back on this now.
Yes.
Yes.
So now I think we've got a video of Mr. Mugabe saying something about the current president. And he says, this is the guy that he nurtured. This is the guy that is saved from the gallows. You know, if you save me, Mr. Wande, from the gallows, and then I turn around today, it's bitter. Let's listen to him.
Never thought. He whom I had nurtured and brought into government, and whose life I had worked so hard in prison to save, as he was threatened with hanging, that one day he would be the man who would turn against me. But there it was, there it is. It happened on the 15th of November. He was assisted by the army. I said it was a coup d'etat. Some people have refused to call it a coup d'etat. But what happened? He could never have assumed the presidency of the country without the army. It's the army which assisted him. The army made sure that the other organs of state were neutralized, completely neutralized.
There is the former president of Zimbabwe. He says the army actually neutralized some sectors of the security services. And, you know, he says, this is the guy that was my guy.
Mm.
Now he feels very betrayed. Let's take two callers before we go back to that video. So we've got to see Pongala. What's the comment? Baba Sipongala, kunjani?
Yebo, linjani tuwe.
Siyaphila mfowethu. So akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani udaba lolu?
Yazo abantu laba sathi bafunani. Vele bonke abantu laba bayafanana vezi.
Utsho ngani?
Mgabe la ukuthi ufuna ukusa akasakwazi lokukhuluma lo mnankazi wakhona la vele kakula into ayenzayo amadoktha ayisivele astrike kodwa kulo president yeZimbabwe.
So kodwa ke phela umnumzana umgabe uthi kumele behlale phansi lo mnanga kwaba kukhulume, but umnanga kuthi iZimbabwe siyadlula lapho vele abasabuyele kulokho.
Abonke kabaphume kungena umuntu omutsha uChamisa, bonke abakabaphume abakwazi lutho labo.
Ujongani baba?
Akula zinto ezikhambayo, kasi sisemagangeni egangeni, akula nto ezikhambayo. Sabalekela bona lekhuzela umgabe emnanga kwaba ekhaya khonathi. Abalungisisi lokhuze bezama ukulungisisa izinto ezingekahle.
Aha. So kodwa wena ubona zani bangahlala phansi bekhulume kumbe vele uthi kuwe akula ncedo lokho?
Vele ukukhuluma vele akula ncedo vele. Abaphume ama elections zesifikile nje baphuma bonke kathesi. Because hey, asiboni ncedo lakhona kathesi amadokotela astrike akulani akula mali akulani into ekhona.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Kathisa
bona.
Kathisa kona.
Akula nto angayilungisa, bonke bafanana bonke vele ngamasoti bafuna ukufida imuli zabo zodwa bakhangela abanye abantu. Abayekele abafana abancane bebuse labo kathesi uyithami yakhona ama-elections sefikile.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ndoda ungathi nana kusasa.
Kulungisa.
Yeah, that was Mr. Sipongkala. He says he doesn't matter. He doesn't mind about what is going on. He doesn't like the two of them. So they should just leave the political scenario and do whatever. You know, he wants Chamisa to be the next president. That is Nelson Chamisa. So we know that Nelson Chamisa is the MTC Alliance presidential candidate.
Right.
And I think we've got another caller. Let me just take this other caller.
Yeah. Okay.
Baba Nkomo, kunjani?
Yebo njani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu phosela konko.
Lalela lapha kuthiwa khona okwenza omunye lo munye kuyamenza. Umgabe ungene lapha esikhundleni eRobo uJoshua Nkomo, umgabe singamazi eZimbabwe wafakwa ngamaBritish. So manje chung emasoni engakhali. Ungadinga bonke abathathe belandela ipolitics ngama-1970, umgabe besingamazi. Uthathe lo ndaba ningisithole izanu kasiwo yakho umgabe isuka kuzaphi ebaleke eZambia ngengqondo zakhe lezolazo. U-Emasoni uright emthathele if ungalasitothi phakathi. Lalela la u-Emasoni engakhohlwa ukuthi ungene njani kulabanye abazoyenza the same story bemthathele ilizwe ngendlela ongene ngayo kusiya ngokuthi uzabusa how many years elizweni lelo. So umgabo okunye engathi u-Emasoni ukubulewa abantu ngesikhathi umgabe esikhundleni. Umgabo engakhohlwa ukuthi ubulele abantu bakithi emathebeni bebonke lo Emasoni ngegugu rawundu ngo-1983 bonke bayi-2 izandla zabo zigcwele igazi. Bese ngisithi mina u-Emerson akula lutho ozalwenza lapha elizweni lelo. Laso ubona belungu bengabuyi bafuna eze destroy okuyidokumenti kwezani lokho ongela ama investors ongalani lokuthi abantu abangaphandle bebuye kabu destroy bese qala i document entsha then bese sithi abantu abazipolitics abafundile njengami i document yezano ithini u president ephuma kungeni ani labangani bakhe ukuchaya ikhuko lokho kwenzeka leyo bese sithi abantu ba celebrate lapha na khumbulani kahle abantu baqale ngokuya celebrate ukuthi umgabe ephume obaqale ngoku celebrate imgabe sexotshiwe lapha na bayabantu sebethethe ilizwe abeng acabangeni lapho ukuthi umgabe uphume njani bese sithi abantu bemathebelele ngemidland ngicela lingarojwa abantu abasebenzisa izanu ukuthi bavoteli
10 seconds baba kota ke ye 10 seconds kota bona
Kusebenyezi izanu akulalutho elwenzileyo and kimi kuyishiya ukuze umuntu ovele emathebeleland ekhulume support izanu umuntu kade engcono emathebeleni nguJonathan Mona nxa bemzonda nguye umuntu enza into ezikhanyayo elizweni lapho
siyabonga enkomo ungadinwa kusasube lempela veke enhle baba. Yes, that is Mr. Nkomo. He says, you know, the way Mr. Mugabe got the presidential post was not in a proper way. And he says he left Zapu and he was so he was a rebel. So now what he's getting from Mr. Mnangagwa is an uppercut. Like, you know, he deserves it. So he says he mustn't cry foul now. So let's go to Mr. Gaule.
I want to, Mr. Gaule, are you there? Mr. Gaule?
Yes, I'm still around.
Yes.
Yes, I'm still around.
Okay, sir. I want to find out, don't you want to talk to former President Mugabe at all?
No, I don't want. We don't want to talk. We no longer have any business with him anymore. The history. Anyway, we learn nothing from history.
I thought maybe if we learned, history teaches us a lot of things so that we avoid the same things tomorrow. You heard
Mugabe is history. We learn nothing. We learn absolutely nothing. That's the way I see things.
Right.
And really, I think we mustn't bother much or bog down on such issues. But all what we need to do is to really get ourselves moving forward as a country, as a nation, that we are focusing forward, and we need to move forward because we mustn't waste much of our time pondering a lot over an old man of 94 years and what he is, about what he is saying and what he is claiming, all those things. You remember at one time he was saying he wanted to be paid cash, 10 million in cash. You can imagine. The level of thinking there is dwindling almost on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you very much. We'll get back to you again, mm-hmm. Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Our discussion is still very young, and we'll get to some point later.
Yes, so let's read some messages. Do you have any messages?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So I'll read one or two messages on the Ndebele Facebook page. Sinosibusiso Kadlula uthi, abaphume vele umgabe lo Mnangagwa kuyafana izandla zabo zigcwele igazi. We are tired of corruption. Sesifuna uKhamisa. You know why this person is saying uKhamisa? There's a video that has gone viral of an old lady. I think she couldn't pronounce well Chamisa. So she said, we want Khamisa.
I see.
So that's why maybe Sibusiso Kadlula is saying, sesifuna uKhamisa. Then we've got Lee Dewa who says, let's stop celebrating history. It got us nowhere. And then we've got Mizi Tata, who says, if he says he didn't write his resignation letter, who wrote it? And why is he accepting benefits of a former president? So he says, Mr. Mugabe, there's something wrong there, right?
That's a very interesting point.
Very interesting, yes. Mm. Timon Moyo says, I'm watching you guys. Tumo Moyo says, can you phone me right now? And Ulite Walae, uyabhala lapha uthi Mugabe is the wrong person to call for the Mugabe is the wrong person to call for legitimization of ED government. We are okay with the legitimate government. We'll sort it out at our own pace. What's there to discuss with Mugabe? Nothing. So you see, there are so many different views. So let's go to Mr. Doman.
Very strong feelings. Vama vinga muripo muriko zvinzwaka. Ya yano nakidzai. Nekuti vanhu vakumwayana mwayana pachavo. Munoti chine zvamanzwa zvitaura na vatereri vedu vanga vachitaura.
Aiwa, dambudziko rikuitika nderekuti vanhu vari kumundangariro dzavo vari kuona vamugabe semunhu akavatadzira uyezve akakonzera mhirizhonga yakanyanya nekutwa kukodzero. Saka vogumbukira vamugabe vasingaoni nyaya yekuti chakaitwa navamunangagwa nemasoja kupindukira bumbiro remutemo renyika. Nekuti chaivapo ndechekuti dei vakanga vagutsikana kuti sezanu PF havachadi vamugabe vaifanira kupiswa nenzira dzakatsarukana. Saka iko zvinotambudziko gumbe rekuti pane mumwe ambotaura muteereri kuti mapindiro aita vamunangagwa aine chisimbai hazvishamisi vakabuda nenzira imwe chete iyoyo kureva kuti nyika yedu inenge isina kugadzikana. Panofanira kuti pagadziriswe nzira imwe chete yekugadzirisa kuenda kusarudzo dzisina mhirizhonga. Asi iko zvinonditaurirei mukoma wandina mukoma chiti kuti munofunga heremi kuti masoja vana chiwenga nanasiusiso nevamwe vakakumura yunifomu kuti vagono zviva kusarudza tiri kuenda havatarisiri izvozvo. Saka tinotyira kuti pataita mhirizhonga inotyisa kuti masoja arande akabata masimba avakatora nechisimba. Ndodambudziko ratina romusapo.
Nyari panapa dive Mr. Mazinga vari kuti hurumende iripo yakapinda nechisimba zvisiri pamurao izvo hapana you know what Mr. Mazinga is saying that this government came into being through illegal means and what happened to Mugabe might also happen to Mnangagwa. So he says that it might start a cycle that it will be difficult to stop because the army, according to what he's saying, is not going to be in power for a few months, lose the elections, and then dispatch back into the barracks. Which is quite a frightening prospect.
They're there to say,
yeah.
So let's get a caller here. I think we've got Ubabumbongeni Stole. Baba Stole, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kanjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Nathi udaba lapho ngathini ke? Kambe bahlangane yini abantu laba kumbe lapha zimbila zatabanye? Kuhamba njani?
Lapha vele ngoba bengahlangana but ayikho enye into bazoyikhuluma ngoba umdaka into ekhona vele into okufanele ayazi ukuthi isephumile ngoba vele waphuma vele kulaa nto enye vele engenzeka futhi akusena kuphelile nje ngaye. Enye into futhi umdaka engijabulisa khona ngeyokuthi athi abantu ababeselebritha bejabula ngabantu be-NDC into phela kutsho ukuthi into vele ayaziyo ukuthi iZimbabwe imajority yonke kayimfuni nge-opposition. So akudingeki okokuthi kuze athi kutsho ukuthi abantu bezanu bancane eZimbabwe. Ye into kufanele babeyazi ukuthi wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe kufuneka avotele i-NDC kaChamisa. Ye into phela umgabe kutsho ukuthi ayikhulumayo vele ikhuluma into ezingazwakali nje into ekhona kuphela umgabe. Nokuthi i-Gugraund akazi nokuthi yena wabulala abantu akazi ukuthi yena wayedinga izibhamo. Into engekho nje yonke le ayikhulumayo emgabe njengomuntu osephelele ozama nje ukuthi avuselele ipolitiki ngento engekho. Mina ngendlela engibona ngayo konke nje umnangagwa mayezama nje ukuthi naye aqande ukhetho ngendlela ekhululekileyo indlela yokuphuma kwayo iZANU-P F. Bahamba konke nje after ama-elections besingasakhulumi ngeZANU-P F besingasakhulumi ngomnangagwa. Ngithumile konke lokho lethemba nje ukuthi yonke umuntu eZimbabwe uyayibona nje into eyenzakalayo nomnangagwa wakhona lowo uthi ungenile ayikho into ayenzayo. So nje into esesiyibhekile phela sibheke ama-elections ukuthi sibone ukuthi bazophuma kanjani abantu nje phela eZimbabwe abavoteli i-MDC. Sibone njengendlela nale yakhulumile ukuthi abantu ababeselebrithi abantu be-MDC kutho ukuthi i-majority ye-MDC bonke abantu noma ngoweda ngwezanu abantu bazibonele kokuthi kudingakala itshintsho laphana eZimbabwe oliqondileyo hhayi lolo luka-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Siye phambili ngokufuna ukuvotela umuntu oqondileyo eZimbabwe ozosikhulula ekunzimeni lobo esibhekane nabo ukuthi umgabe nomnangagwa bazoyinzani bezendlela behlulekile nabana-47 years asisakhule ukukhuluma ngabo futhi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu umfoko Stole, ube nempela viki enhle baba. Yes, that is Mr. Mbongeni Sithole. He's saying that it's very immaterial for these two to meet and discuss anything. In fact, like what the previous caller said, they should just forget about politics because they ruined Zimbabwe. So he says to him it doesn't matter at all. And he's angry that Mr. Mugabe actually talked about some so-called arms caches that ZAPU had, you know, in the 1980s. So he says maybe that was a lame way of talking about the Kukuraundi atrocities. So what do we have? I think we've got a call.
We have Abel Muvuti. Muripoere?
Tupiri Mugadis.
Zipo, Zedu. Tibatire wane nyayayi. Munozu, wana say?
Nyayayi, unonetai.
Unonetai?
Because Ramgabe wakura. 94 years, wakiru kuda chicha, chavacha, dapira panika. And then I'm not going to be able to get the money.
Abel is saying that Mugabe is too old to do anything, and he's just wasting people's time getting himself involved in the political affairs at the moment. He is saying even Mnangagwa himself is old, and there is nothing that new that we should expect from him as well. He is suggesting that both of these men should just go away and enjoy their pensions.
Mr. Kaule, are you still on the line?
No, good.
Now, it seems as if ZANU-PF is very unpopular. You know, when you listen to what people are saying here, they are saying that both Mugabe, Mr. Mugabe, and Mr. Mnangagwa are not the rightful people to actually be in the forefront in terms of politics. So they should just fizzle out, and that's it. So what's your reaction to that?
Those are people in the opposition, and it'll be very interesting to hear that. It's very much interesting. Those are the people in the opposition. If you listen carefully to what they were saying, you tell exactly that they belong to which party. They belong to MDCT.
But Mr. Gowley,
MDCT.
Mr. Gowley. Their argument is centered on age. Don't you want a younger leader?
But what does our constitution say about the age of the president? The age limit, what does it say?
No,
that is very important.
Yes, I am aware of that. What I am saying, what I'm putting to you, is that the people... most of their criticism, if you listen, it always ends up, they always end up talking about age.
But no, those are the people in the opposition, who belong to the opposition party, especially the MDCT, who are campaigning for their president, Nelson Chamisa.
Okay, now I understand.
It's very clear. Their agenda is very clear.
Okay.
They are pushing their agenda, and that is exactly that.
Thank you, Mr. Gowley. We'll be coming back to you in a short while. For now, let us listen to Mr. Moyo, who is on the phone. Wa Moyo muripo here.
Diripo magadi enyu.
Ai wachiri nani baba. Tibatire bone nyayai.
Nyayai tinoiona chaizvo. Takaita risa, tinotarisa kuti vamugabe na vamunangagwa vanongori vanhu vakafanana. Dzanga dziri mombe dziri mudanga rimwe chete. Asi kuti imwe yakazotungwa ikakwanisa kubuda. Tikatarisa kubva 2002 kusvika 2008. Tikatarisa MDC yaingohwina. Asi vakazotaura pachena kuti taringodyiwa asi tatisingabvi nekuda kwemasoja aripo. takata kutarisa zvekuti masoja acho ndoavepo akutonga panyanga sarudzo dzacho kuti titi dzichajeka hatichaoni senge dzinenge dzichajekapa ndo zvandinazvowo
aiwa saka imi mofunga kuti zvoitwa sei
ipapa panoda kuti pambobetsegwawo chero dzimwe nyika dzikauya dzikati dziongorore asi chitsotsi chavakaita vakatanga vatiudza kuti vakamboita sei muna 2008 togona kutangira ipapo
aiwa mashoko enyu tinomanzwa mazita chaizvo mazita enyu mazita moyo mazita enyu Dhuve Mr. Moyo says Mnangagwa and Mugabe are just cattle in the same crawl. They fought and one of them lost. So we don't expect anything from either. And he is expressing a lot of concern about the forthcoming elections, saying that the role that the army played in the diversion of elections in the past, but now that they are in the driver's seat, he doesn't think that we should expect any fair elections from them unless they want to explain to us what they did with the votes in 2008.
Now, let's see, we've got some people that actually write with us on Facebook. And remember to like our pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So we've got Christopher Muchemwa, who says, yes, ET removed RGM from office violently and took over the office unconstitutionally. But this election, we are constitutionally going to vote him out. Hashtag Chamisa for president. Then we've got Joshua Mandlenkosi Majandu, who says, instead of addressing the issue of doctors on strike, these people are busy fighting with an old man. Shame on you, ED. Then we've got another person who says, I'm Ndabezinhle. Uthi kona ngesindebele kuyayangisa lokho kwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Indaba abantu bethanda ukulwa belwisa nanje lento zingalancedo. So let's go straight to Mr. Mavinga. So Mr. Mavinga, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
So Mr. Mavinga, what's the way forward here? Because Mr. Mugabe will always say what he said, and then Mr. Mnangagwa will always say exactly what he thinks. So what's the way forward?
I think it's quite clear, and there is a need to acknowledge that there have been problems with Mr. Mnangagwa's takeover of power. Mm-hmm. And the only way to resolve it is to go for open democratic elections in which Zimbabweans, in their majority, must be able to freely express themselves. So it is important that this time around, the army should not use violence or intimidation at all. They must let people vote freely, whether they want the opposition or any other candidate or an independent or whomever they so wish. That is a constitutional right that must be protected. So the coming elections, now Mr. Mnangagwa, in his time in the office now, must be preparing and implementing on a roadmap to deliver credible, free and fair elections.
Mr. Mavinga is also concerned about the prospect of violence and warns that the army should not play any role to swing their votes, that the army should stay out of it and let the people vote for whoever they want, even if it's a member from the
And that can that happen? Maybe Mr. Gaule can
respond to
some of these issues.
And Mr. Mavinga is also suggesting to Mnangagwa that he should use all the time at his disposal at the moment to prepare for fair legitimate elections in later this year.
So what is Mr. Kaole
saying? Mr. Kaole?
I'm around.
You're around. Thank you so much for hanging around. Tell us what you think about what Mr. Mavinga just said.
I think the most important now is for the Mnangagwa is, or the President Mnangagwa is now preparing for elections, calling for elections. That election will be held between July and August to our constitution. And I don't see why the reason, where is the fear coming from?
from these other opposition party, from these other people. I think let us judge elections, how the elections are going to be held before they are held. Let's be patient and wait. And then after that, then those observers will then be able to draw their own observations to say the elections were free and fair or the elections were not free and fair. But for people to cry out before the elections are held, and in such a critical environment, towards an election, where is the fear coming from? And to me, my president is doing a wonderful job.
Right.
Because really, really, I'm very proud of what my president is doing. He's now preparing for elections and everything is in machinery, you know, everything is moving.
Yes.
We are gearing for election. And let us also, as political parties, support the program that the government is marching on.
Right.
So that we hold free and fair elections.
Thank you, Mr. Kaole. We are going to get back to you again. Please don't go away. Tina mkoma namo goronga pa phone. Muripo here mkoma goronga.
Ndoshaya kwa ndwende hivi.
Ameno ka, ameno tibudze zvamunofunga. Mauya kunzvimbo kwakanaka kwamunotaura zvamunokwanisa.
Ndo zvakasununguka. Tinokutendai vakati bata mushina yedu.
Aiwa, tinozvikudza. Munofunge nenyaya.
Regai nditange kuti handiti munoona kana pakaita nyaya yakaita se inoti Mugabe munangarwa. Kuti vamugabe havana kusununguka nemabvisirwo avakaitwa vakatwa zvekudhinya bvurwa. Saka muchiona vamugabe vakandofoma pati yavakazotungamidza vamutinhiri kuzama kubira mavhu mundirero ryavamunangarwa kuti nyange akava muvengi ngave muvengi ave munangarwa chamisa ave anotora nyanga. Ndozvinonyanya kuda vamugabe zvekuti nyange bato ravo rikanzi raruza munangarwa asina kupinda vanopembera zvikuru zvekuti dei vanga vane mapapiro yaimburuka kusvika kumakore.
Aiwa, ndaachida kungoti taurai zvenyu, ndazvinzwa zvamataura.
Ipapo munangarwa igodo rakavhara muto nenyaya yokuti ini handingafariri uwandidzisa ndichida iyenye, ndingatoda umwe muvengi akadarika iyenye. Saka zvokwadi rwendo runo madirirwo aitwa mavhu mundiro yanga achirwa vamunangarwa navamugabe zuva racho radzikisa zvokuti roda vanatsa kuona. Ngatitarise zvepanyaya inonzi mabhinya kuzimbabwe iyeyo nyaya inozikama navamunangarwa nekuti takazvitarisa norumwe rutivi vanga vachida kuzotumira zvemasoja kuti azoita seanodzimura rutsva asi achivhundukira zvevanhu kuti bodo isaiya kuzva kudzikinurai saka nyika inofanira kufamba sezvizvi. Saka isu ngatingoti nezvara ratinaro rinonzi MDC Alliance patiri kuenda tiri kusvika ende tiri kukusvika chete
yeza
kuti mvura yanaya yomubvumbi yakadii vakuru varoti hanzi yange gudo rikatota mahodi sei hapana chokumirira.
Haiwa, tatenda na mashoko yenyu mkoma goronga, Dube. Yeah, Mr. Namo Goronga here is saying that Mugabe is definitely not happy about what happened to him. His mission right now is to spoil the party for Mnangagwa. He says that Mugabe wants Mnangagwa to lose. He'd rather have someone else in that position other than Mnangagwa. And then he referred to a situation that we haven't addressed, but which is very loud, making rounds on the social media about the people who are allegedly causing havoc, violence.
I think the government has actually reacted and said that's fake news.
Yeah,
you know.
But Mr. Goronga was just saying that it's just a diversion on the part. part of, you know, allegedly, he's alleging that
yeah.
someone in government is behind that so that they can get credit for solving a problem that never existed. Yeah.
So, Mr. Mavinga, can we really talk about this issue concerning the National Patriotic Front and the president, the former president? So we are told that the former president says he's not part of that kind of dish. So now, how does he come in then to an extent that ZANU-PF can panic the way they are panicking?
Well, I think there are a number of issues, and one of them is that, you see, President Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF were pushing a particular narrative domestically in Zimbabwe and internationally, a narrative that Mugabe was happy, he had resigned happily, and he had left power peacefully. So now Mugabe has disrupted that narrative and has said, in fact, he was pushed out and it was a military coup. And because of that, this is why ZANU-PF has panicked, and because it means that the question of legitimacy has been revived, because previously it was just a few people, including myself, who were saying, look, there is a problem around legitimacy, but at least Mugabe was silent. So his speaking out at this juncture means that even within ZANU-PF, within the structures, members will begin to question the narrative that was coming from Mnangagwa. He said, but look, you were saying the old man is happy. What is happening now? So it would disrupt, you know, ZANU-PF at a time when they should be preparing for elections.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it then affects their chances at the polls.
So we see that Mr. Mnangagwa is actually quoting a certain section of the Constitution and saying that Mr. Mugabe resigned as per the provisions of the Constitution. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. And I think it's quite pedestrian and basic. But look, if you have your gun to your head, or your family, there's a gun to the head of one of the family members, and you are told you have voluntarily resigned, that cannot be voluntary. So yes, there is a basis for Mugabe to say that it was not voluntary because he was effectively under house arrest and the military had taken over key state institutions. So it's difficult even for an observer, I am a lawyer, but even for a lay person to say, how can it be voluntary when you are under that kind of military pressure and military might? So, and then it means it cannot be Mnangagwa's word against Mugabe's word, and that's the end of it. No, it has to be resolved. And the resolution is it by the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe, number one? Is it by other mediators, including, say, SADC and the AU? We are not clear. But there has to be some kind of resolution. But the bottom line is that can Mnangagwa now guarantee a credible, free, and fair election, which is the only thing that can give him proper legitimacy that is derived from the people voting freely for him, if they do, or otherwise there is no legitimacy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Kaule, 1 minute, can you respond to what Mr. Mavinga is saying?
Yes, I think these people, what I can see is that they are really, they sound as if they don't appreciate what happened, this new dispensation that you are talking about. But the truth of the matter is that Mugabe resigned voluntarily. And after that is why even he is claiming his benefit. Why is he claiming his benefit? Why is he claiming 10 million in cash? Mujuru refused to accept his benefit when he was invited to by the government. But Mugabe, you know, he voluntarily resigned and therefore is entitled to the benefit, his benefit. And this is what happened, is happening. And for that matter, the wife then, Maybe he is the one behind. There are some people who are now pushing Mugabe with some agendas. As if you know what this is, what he has been saying, And this is the pressure on Mugabe to say, no, you made a mistake. Why did you resign? Because it was the time when Parliament was pushing for his impeachment when you resigned. After realizing that people no longer wanted him, Mugabe realized that people no longer wanted him.
And after that, the pressure was piling on. When Parliament wanted to push the impeachment, then he decided to resign. And
thank,
he
you.
Resign.
Thank you.
Now, there are some people who are now visiting him to say, no, you made a mistake, old man. You better come back, blah, 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 blah. This is what is happening. But Mugabe resigned voluntarily. And this is a fact. And let's move on.
Thank you, Mr. Kaule. Let's get to Babu Nkosi Cingwane lapha. Babu Nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, ngikhona kunjani, Dube?
Siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile, sicela uphose lakho khonapha.
Right, uzana, Dube. People must stop wasting time and resources. Talking about Mugabe and those things, there is a lot of things that are supposed to be done there in Zimbabwe. We need a lot of progress. There is no progress when we still revert back to talk about Mugabe, who failed us for the last 37 years. We are wasting a lot of brains. We have got good people like Mavinga. They must not waste their intellectual thinking about Mugabe's life. He is at the last drop of his years to live. So we must forget about that man. He wasted a lot of our time. We must think things forward. The fact that he resigned and he wants to come back into the political arena, I think the best thing is to stop all the benefits so that because if someone retires from a company, he gets his benefit, he walks away, he comes back, he's employed, he's a fresh employment, which simply means that we don't need Mugabe into the political arena anymore. The injustices that he's experiencing now, the injustices that he's feeling as if it is a serious pain in one of his legs, it has happened to us at the same time. We felt that pain. Let him feel it. Let him feel it nicely and quietly. Those people, Mnangagwa, he must stop responding to Mugabe's utterances. He must just move on with whatever he's deciding to do.
Thank
you. We have had a lot of problems there. So we don't want Mugabe. We are wasting a lot of energy discussing about Mugabe when he's finished. He cannot give us anything better than what he did in 37 years. So let's move on. Leave that man alone. It's a pity to those who think that ZANU-PF is legitimate. It is not legitimate. ZANU-PF was never legitimate. Since 1980. I don't see the reason why should people be worried about
this.
They were never legitimate, those people.
Yeah, sorry, Kakuli, this guy is so special. Thank you so much,
Bob.
So, you've got
a... Tinamu Mtere Grajena. Muripo ere?
Muripo, Baba Magadizu.
Muripo, Zedu. Nguva edu ya kupera, ndisi. Musa Gumbuka, Tisha Zoka Zekare. Chungo tipaya mchidi mbu fukwa zenyu.
You saying that we should forget about Mr. Mugabe and the current president should concentrate on getting things done instead of wasting time looking back and discussing these issues. So party says Muhammadan keeps going up. Utinu kulumkabe. And then in Naveni, Nandomkonto Kumalo, says Salmon and Zunjan for it. So I think we've got Priscilla Mtunga as well here. Says, please give me a call. Sorry, Mamtunga is Katu Mazanin, says Chaile. Raymond Mapagata says, hashtag Chamisa for President. Then Costa Manzini says, I'm watching you guys. Joseph Mpigiwa Spanda says, Mr. Mugabe deserves what it deserves today. And then Shakespeare Mkize say they should all retire from office. They are useless people. So, sorry, I think our time is up right now. So, we don't have extra time. But I know people will be watching soccer this weekend. Don't forget some of these teams, Arsenal and others, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, women rights lawyer, Tihoma Vinga, and Mr. Philip Kaule, of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Let's hope we are going to meet again next week. Starting off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tanona Kawande. We hope that you join us again next time for another discussion on these issues of interest to both of us. Thank you so much and have a good evening.